You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Daisy is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. She's been dating her boyfriend Tyler for about a year, but now she thinks something's going on. So we'll see if we can help her out. Daisy, what's up? Why do you think Tyler's cheating?
Yeah, so we've been together for like a year now. My sister actually is the one who set us up. And when I first started dating him, she kind of said like, hey, I know he sort of has a past, like, he has cheated. He's, you know, maybe not the most trustworthy guy, but to be honest, like I've dated guys like that in the past. And I kind of felt like maybe I could be the one to like change him or tame him, you know? So I wasn't super concerned about it. And he's always like really respectful to me. And like, we don't really even fight like with each other at all. So, you know, things aren't like boring. Like he's not like a chill guy necessarily. Like we like to go out and we like to do stuff, and we've gotten into some trouble like at a club before, and we've done some stupid things in public that I can't really say on the air, but you know, other than that, like things have been like pretty good between the two of us. So my sister texted me the other night and she said that she saw him at a club, which isn't like, you know, crazy to me because like we do like to go out, but she said that he was like kind of all over this girl. And when she called me, I kind of just brushed it off. And then I was sort of like yelling at her because I felt like she was kind of starting to try and cause some like problems or drama. And I just don't really feel like he would do something like that. And she's just somebody who is like kind of addicted to drama. So I just felt like this was like her trying to stir the pot again. So then when he got home, I told him like, oh, this is what she said. And I thought it was kind of funny. And then he didn't think it was funny like at all. So he got really mad at it and he started talking about my sister, and I get that he was pissed. Like I totally understand that, but he got like really, really pissed to the point where then it kind of started to feel like weird. Like,
okay,
why are you this?
Huh? Like a weird defensive, like a too overly defensive response.
Yeah. It was like, he got too upset. So now I'm just not really sure what to think. And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, something's not adding up. And like, maybe what she said was true and he was doing something. And I think he's going to be really pissed when he finds out that I called a radio station to get to the bottom of this. But I kind of feel like I have to know before I, you know, make a decision, like if I'm going to go forward or not.
Do you think that you're the type of person that would be upset if he was just dancing with somebody at a club, maybe in a flirty way, but there was no actual cheating? And there's no wrong answer. I'm curious to see what, you know, your sister's definition of him really stepping out on you is.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, that feels like a no. Like I wouldn't do that with another guy. And I think he'd be mad if he saw me do that with another guy.
Okay.
Well, you already told us what grocery store he's a rewards card member at. So we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and pretend to be from the grocery store and tell him that he's the lucky winner this month of flowers to be delivered to anybody that he wants. And we'll see if he sends those flowers to you or to somebody else. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and get your To Catch a Cheater next.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Right in the middle of today's To Catch a Cheater, and Daisy is on the phone. She thinks that her boyfriend of about a year might be cheating on her. So in a second, we're going to call him and pretend to be from the grocery store that he's a rewards card member at, and say that every month we choose one lucky rewards card member who gets free flowers delivered to anybody that they want. We'll see if he sends those to her or to somebody else. But before we do that, Daisy, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Yeah, so my sister saw my boyfriend at a club, kind of like hanging on some girl. And then when he came home, I told him about it, like kind of joking about it, because I thought it was funny because it just seemed like completely ridiculous and something he wouldn't do. And he got so upset that now I feel like maybe there is some kind of like truth
when
to it.
Somebody gets really, really, really angry when they're not just being straight up accused when you ask them about it, you know, that's usually a sign that something's going on. So hopefully not, but we'll see if we can figure it out right now. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Corbel calling from. I was looking for a rewards card member named Tyler.
Oh, this is he. Sorry, you. Who is this again?
I'm actually calling to say congratulations and thank you for shopping with us. You're this month's big winner.
I don't think I am. Like, what did I? I don't think I entered anything.
I'm not sure if you've seen the signs, but every single month we choose one rewards card member at random to say thank you very much for being a loyal customer by gifting you free flower delivery from our floral department. So you've won 36 long stem red roses, a box of candy or chocolate, and a car to be delivered to anybody that you want within the 50 United States.
No way! Wow, I never win anything. That's great.
Well, can't say that anymore.
Wow, yeah, okay, cool.
If you know who you want to send them to right now, I can take the information down in just a matter of minutes over the phone. If you need some time to think about it, I can set up a time to call you back.
You said how many flowers?
36 long stem red roses.
Oh, okay. Now, quick question. Is it possible to send them, like, to, like, break those up and send them to different people?
Sure, we can split them up, so I'll just need to get some info from you. Give me one second. Do you know who you want to send them to now, or do you need me to call you back?
Yeah, I can give you names now, for sure.
Great. Okay. And so what I will need from you is the first and last name of the first person you want to send them to.
Hold on. And it's Anna, and I got to check my phone for last name. Hold on a second.
Okay. And then just while I'm on this page of the thing here with the other person's name, I'll just go ahead and type that in on there. We got two tabs.
Sure, yeah. So put, this will be Beth.
Okay.
And the last one will be Daisy. and they're all spelled like normal names, like basically.
Yeah, I thought I was just splitting up two. So you want to split it in three ways there, I guess.
Three, yeah. 12, if I could do 12, 12, and 12.
Okay, I've got them all in there. So Anna, Beth, and Daisy. And then do you want to put anything on cards to these people?
I mean, could you just put on the same thing on all three? I think that'll be fine. I don't feel like writing a card
sure.
for everybody.
Okay,
like,
great. I can do that.
Just put, like, love you, baby, thinking of you. Something like that.
Got it. And, okay, well, that is all the info I needed because... Tyler, this is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal.
Three?
Bro.
My name's Nina, also on the show.
And I'm Victoria.
Your girlfriend, Daisy, is on the phone as well.
Tyler, like, what the f***?
Mm-hmm. Whoa, hold up. Like, what?
You have nothing to say?
We do a segment called Wait, To Catch Daisy? A Cheater, and that's what this is.
And today it did.
Daisy, like, what the f***? Like, what are you Are you kidding me right now? Like, this is... Oh, you're going to, I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say.
You probably shouldn't.
Yeah. No.
Am I kidding you? Am I kidding? What did I do in this situation?
You were going to get roses. Are you still going to get the roses?
I'm just going to get roses. I knew that something was going on with you and Anna. I knew it. I knew it. There was just something in my head that told me that you said you were just work friends, but I knew it. Like, this is disgusting. And who is Beth? What is this, Tyler? Seriously, what is this?
What is what? I don't... Here's your problem, right? Like, I don't know what you think you know, but you don't know anything. I was going to send you roses, and I'm allowed to... You know, is it illegal to send roses to someone? I didn't even pay anything for them. Like...
With the same card?
The rules.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like, bro called me and was like, hey, what do you want to put in... I don't know. Like, I don't have time for all this nonsense.
Do you have three girlfriends?
Like, whatever.
Love you, babe. That's just something you're going to say to, like, a random friend.
It's something I said to you. I don't have time to write
and
all
to
three
two
cards.
Other girls.
That's ridiculous. Okay, you know what? Like, this is ridiculous. I don't... What do you want me to say here? What do you want me to say? Okay? Like,
the
you
truth?
Want me to say you're the only one?
I guess I was under the impression that I was, yeah.
Well, you're not. Okay? Ooh. I'm sorry. Like, I'm young. I told you, like, when we first met that this is who I am. Like, I want to play the field, and it's, like, I don't see myself being this type of person. And so, if you've been thinking that, then sorry, okay, but, like, this is who I am. You know, like,
I'm just... like, such a liar. Like, I literally can't even listen to you speak anymore. You're literally such a liar. You are
my... I was going to send you roses. You're complaining a lot for someone who's going to get roses. And a card that says, I love you.
Romantic, very romantic.
You are sending the same card to two other women.
Who cares about them? You don't even know them. So, like, what does it matter?
What does it matter? What is it? You're my boyfriend. I don't have another boyfriend.
But, like, you can't own somebody. You can't own a person or a thing.
Then don't be somebody's boyfriend.
I say, but you can be in a relationship, sir.
I can be a few people's boyfriend. What's wrong with that?
Well, not disclosing that information probably to all of the girlfriends ahead of time.
They don't, like, I'm saying, they don't have to know.
I tell them, like, listen, this is who I am. Like, that's who I am. I'm upfront about it.
You were not upfront about it.
I told you when we first met that, like, hey, I play the field. This is who I am. You were just trying to make me, I guess, into something I wasn't. I'm sorry.
You
were
to be my boyfriend.
You weren't living in reality, okay? I told you who I was. I showed you who I am. I was authentic the whole time. And instead, you're... Whatever.
All right, you know what? Thank you guys for helping me figure this out, but I can't listen to this anymore, so I'm just gonna go.
Oh, you know what? You're not, no, you're not in charge of this. You're not in charge of this, okay? I'm the one who gets to say when this is over.
I think we are.
Yeah, actually, I am. I hung up on him right there.
He's a dick.
The amount of lying that was just happening was, like, it was just too much for me. I really couldn't hear it anymore. So thank you for at least, I guess, helping me figure it out.
At least now you know. And make sure you don't make that about you. I mean, obviously, he's got some issues he needs to work out.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.